Ohio's official unemployment rate jumped from 6.7% in December to 7% in January. That monthly increase is the largest in more than 3 years. But the Department of Job and Family Services says Ohio's economy actually improved between December and January. Here's spokesman Ben Johnson.
It's important to note that the state did add jobs. Ohio added 3,800 jobs just during the past month.
Does that mean that the main reason the rate actually went up is because people got hopeful and started looking for work, and then when they didn't find it, they were classified as unemployed?
Yes. Ohio's labor force grew in January by 11,000 people, and that's after trending down for some time, though there have been months in recent years where it's increased. So the question now is, does this growth in the labor force signify the beginning of a new trend, or is it simply a one-month difference in the data? And obviously, it will take several months before we know if there's a new trend, but this is something that we've been waiting for. We've been waiting to see the labor force grow. That can be a positive sign, even if it temporarily drives the unemployment rate higher, and that is exactly what we saw in January.
So are you basically saying that even though the unemployment rate went up this past month, it doesn't really mean the economy got worse?
That's correct, because the labor force grew and the state added jobs. So in the month of January, while the unemployment rate increased, we still had positive economic news.
Roger Hall of Columbus was laid off from his truck driving job 7 years ago. He says he's been looking for work ever since, but it's just been recently that he sought help from a local public agency that helps link people with work and with job training.
Right now, I'm looking for anything that's in warehousing, operating heavy equipment, building buildings, stuff like that.
And do you need special training for that you're getting now?
Yes. Some trainings that you have, operators, license, permits, and stuff like that you have to have.
How hopeful are you that you're going to find a job?
I'm real hopeful. Jobs are out there. You just got to pursue them and, you know, come up with a plan that fits that employer.
This might be a good time for Roger Hall to land a job in construction. In January, that sector improved in Ohio. Again, Ben Johnson at the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services.
The state added 2,100 construction jobs. As you've probably heard, there has been positive news about the real estate market and about housing starts, and those construction jobs are likely tied to that improvement in the real estate market. The state also added 1,600 manufacturing jobs and almost 6,000 healthcare jobs. And as you know, if there's a sector that grew through the recession and has continued to be strong, it's healthcare.
Even though Ohio's official unemployment rate has just gone from 6.7% to 7% even, it remains below the national rate, 7.7%. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.